You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. This hour-long focus on homelessness was already in the works when yesterday the U.S. Supreme Court announced that it would not hear a case out of Idaho called Martin versus Boise. This case goes back to 2009 when six people filed a complaint against the city of Boise for being ticketed for camping and sleeping on public property. In the high court decision turning down the case, it let stand a Ninth Circuit court ruling that effectively creates a constitutional right to camp, holding that cities can't prevent anyone from camping unless they first provide enough shelter beds for everyone. We have linked an NPR piece to our website that goes into the history in much more detail. So if you go to capradio.org/insight, you can find that. CAP Radio Region reporter Bob Moffitt is in the studio with me. He spent a good part of yesterday gathering reaction to the story. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
So let's start first with Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg, who wears a few hats on this issue.
Yeah, well, he's not only the mayor of Sacramento, but he's also the co-chair of the State Homelessness Task Force.
And so you said to him, let's have a reaction. And that's an easy question, actually, for the mayor.
Well, yeah, and I asked if there were different reactions from him in his different capacities as mayor and as the co-chair. And he said, no, not at all, that his main focus right now is on basically mandating or giving government the ability to mandate that people can't sleep outside and that they can move people off of the streets and into shelter when it's available.
All right, let's get right to some of his comment. This is to Bob Moffitt from yesterday.
Today's decision by the Supreme Court calls the question, and the only question that really matters. How are we going to, with much greater urgency, bring tens of thousands of unsheltered homeless people off the streets and under a roof? And in my very strong opinion, government at all levels must be held accountable to bring people off the streets. And we must have a legal mandate, what I call a first obligation, on government at all levels that's enforceable by a court to bring people in.
So should bringing people into shelter be mandated? The mayor clearly says yes.
Yeah, the idea being that people who are in the middle of a mental health crisis, who are in the middle of drug addiction, who are in the middle of an economic downward spiral, who have no hope, whatever, that they're in a place that they cannot get out of on their own and they need assistance. But we kind of then tread into this area of can we actually force people to do things and or to move into certain places or to can we, I mean, and Sammy, I think we'll talk probably about this, about the mental health angle as far as, years ago we released many people out of the state mental hospitals because we could not keep them there any longer. And so are we kind of heading back in that direction where we are saying these people can't care for themselves, but we need to create a legal framework or a legal roadmap to get there so that we can care for them because they can't really care for themselves.
Here's more then from Sacramento's mayor.
When it comes to homelessness, everything we do is voluntary. The Supreme Court has told us today what common sense tells us, that while enforcement may be appropriate where people are engaging in illegal or antisocial ways, enforcement itself is not an answer to the homeless problem. We have to bring people indoors. And by the way, people living with severe mental illness or substance abuse issues cannot get better when they're living under a freeway overpass.
So he says this set of state laws mandating that people be brought in might be the answer. And as we heard earlier in this hour, hundreds of beds are being created over the next months and couple years for people. But this is not a perspective that's unanimous at City Hall or anywhere else.
Well, we are really in a time of change. And so the question is, how do we get there? Some people are still thinking we need to move them along. Some people think that we need to just sort of make it go away, or I mean, there are many differing views as to what the answer is. We haven't tried this one, and so I think that's why this mayor's lid on this is as something that we haven't tried, and so we should go forward with it because what have we got to lose?
We have a bit of your conversation, Bob, from yesterday with Jeff Harris, Sacramento City Council member from the 3rd District, and he's one of these people with a different perspective than the mayor. He answered the question about the ruling or the non-decision by the Supreme Court yesterday.
The decision of the Supreme Court to not hear the Martin Boise case is actually going to be a very difficult situation for the city of Sacramento. A lot of people, I think, falsely assumed that we, with our anti-camping ordinance, would arrest people just for the heck of it or move people just because we could. That was not the case. Actually, Bob, what we know about entrenched homeless camps is that as they get more established and they get rooted, bad things happen. There's a lot more personal crime, crime against persons, meaning sexual assaults, physical assaults, robbery, larceny. Those things all happen when homeless camps become entrenched.
And I want to bring up one point, which is that there is an ordinance on the books that has to do with camping, and specifically when people are allowed to camp at City Hall. Because there is, if you remember, all those tents were set up on both sides of City Hall for a while. And now there was a deal struck where now the people can camp there overnight, but then during daylight hours, then they have to leave. Hmm. And so that was kind of the compromise. And so that's where we are, I think, right now, is trying to figure out what Martin v. Boise says, what it doesn't say, and then what can cities do in order to move people. And then if they want to come back, they can come back. Of course, right now, that's the one thing that the homeless really don't want to do is keep moving back and forth. And so is it a ban? No. But is it effectively the same thing? Yeah, kind
of. Here's a little more of the picture from Jeff Harris's viewpoint, particularly in his district, which is along the river.
The impacts of homeless camps are problematic for the city and for my constituents. When they see the amount of trash generated by a large entrenched homeless camp, it's devastating. And I can tell you this, that environmentally, on the American River Parkway, and understand the American River Parkway bisects my district for about 3 miles, the environmental damage being created there is huge. And here's the last piece. When we found out that homeless people were digging into our levees, that puts all of us at grave risk from flood danger. And it's completely unacceptable. With Martin Boise, we can't legally go move those people off of the levees when they're damaging our levees. That's absolutely unacceptable.
Well, and that may be the case in the city of Sacramento right now, but up north in the Yuba-Sutter area, those areas are using public safety as the reason to move homeless people off of the levees, especially when they've been in areas where they've contributed to levee damage.
So here's Donald Miller. He was assisting at Loaves and Fishes yesterday, a homeless day center, but he's lived as a homeless person for 10 years. He was fully aware of the Martin versus Boise case, and I think you asked him, Bob, if anything's changed for him, so let's listen.
Well, in words, they told us, and they had it in the paper, that park rangers and all them, they can't move us, they can't even tell us to move. But we've been having them coming up there telling us, just because our camps look too nice, we got to take them down. And we were like, that is so wrong. They've been coming up there 1 minute, it's like, okay, you guys got to move. Next thing you know, you don't move. Okay, if you don't move, then you got the police up there again. It's one thing. Next thing you know, the sheriff's up there. We don't understand what's going on. You tell us to get from off of the street, we do that. You send us up there, then you send us right back down here, and then it's just going back and forth, and then all of a sudden you look up, people going to jail. Because people are getting sick and tired of being shuffled back and forth.
So has anything changed?
They're doing the same thing over and over. It's like the other day, a park ranger came up there and told one of my friends, we don't mind you guys building a fire inside your little thing. It's like a barbecue pit-like thing. Next thing you know, he came back later on that day, gave my friend a ticket. My friend's like, why are you giving me a ticket? You told me I'm allowed to do this, and now you want to give me a ticket for it? He goes, well, oh, well.
So I just wanted to make a quick mention that we also talked to Loaves and Fishes, Noel Kammerman, and he confirmed seeing that there are still, the people are still being moved back and forth. And that, you know, in some ways, things have changed. In some ways, they really haven't.
So quick yes or no question to end this part of the conversation, Bob. Do you think we're hitting a tipping point here in what you're hearing and the way people are talking about homelessness and related issues?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Thank you. That's Bob Moffitt, Cap Radio's region reporter.